I'm Susan Lovett. I'm from the University of Canterbury in Christchurch, New Zealand. I began my career as a primary school teacher, and then after 6 years, I found myself studying educational leadership. And that brought me into a university setting where I've had the privilege of helping my course members understand the craft of leadership. Well, we have a suite of courses, but I guess the last course in the program, which I'm seeing as thesis preparation, brings through the notion of leadership for school improvement, leadership for learning. And in that course, I have looked towards the literature to give people a way of articulating that need and for leadership to connect with learning and how to do that. So we use a number of frameworks, and that's deliberate because people are attracted to different words and phrases. And I was excited by the Macbeth and Dempster textbook drawn from the Cambridge work with the five Leadership for Learning principles, because they seem to be an easy mantra, if you like, to draw together the focus on learning, the attention towards a conducive environment for learning, the importance of dialogue, talk about practice, notions of shared leadership expertise being where it sits and nurtured, and also the need for shared accountability, that everyone has a focus on learning, providing the evidence for it and making that explicit. Well, I've been so immersed in these five principles that they've become my mantra, and I've used it in my own research as an organiser for talking about what leaders do. I've used it to help students in their thesis writing to find a framework, a way of organising their analyses for the discussion of results. And that's often been a way in to working in a supervision situation where students haven't had a body of educational leadership literature. They've come in cold from another curriculum base, and they've found that going through the five Leadership for Learning principles has made them focus on what is really important, the how and why. So they're able to articulate. I've even had students who've come to me after they have seen a job advertisement, and they've asked me to be a referee. I've talked to them about articulating their study and how they can show their strengths. And again, at interview situations, if they can think about the actions that they take to have a focus on learning, no matter the complexity of leadership, these successful strategies that they've used to create an environment, and going through each of the principles, they can practice in advance and go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and articulate that. So they've found that really helpful. They can remember it, they can use it in multiple ways. Articulating to parents, articulating to other leaders, it's really important to name what you're doing so that others can pick up what your mission, what your values are. And those five principles do that for me. So I'm very deliberate in leading through those other frameworks to refine students' understandings of what leadership could be if they go through those particular principles. Yes, all of this came about because I was fortunate to have study leave here at Cambridge, and I was totally immersed in an environment which modelled all of these principles, leadership and learning, even the way people talked about learning. It was clear that learning did not happen unless leadership went with it. It was modelling, it was in conversations, it was in the environment that Cambridge provided for its students, being surrounded with a library, an expectation to read, an expectation to talk, an expectation to use a learning community to extend practice, deepen practice, ask questions. And for me, that environment demonstrated, articulated in this one book, made me go back to Canterbury in New Zealand and revise my course that was called Leadership for School Improvement. It gave me an anchor.